Shio friends, Shiashi here. Today's mini is covering a listener request we received just a few weeks ago regarding a case that I'm still struggling to understand. But before we get into it, I want to tell you who this woman was. Her name was Micah Josephine Westwolf. She was born on September 11th, 2000, and was an enrolled member of the Blackfeet tribe. She was also Dene, Cree, and Klamath. She loved writing and the outdoors and her family. She valued her culture and being self-sufficient by living off the land. She was endlessly creative, winning awards with her poetry and videography. Micah loved basketball and was a fantastic runner, but really, she was good at any sport she tried. Micah was 22 years old when in March 2023, she was struck and killed by a car while walking home along a highway on the Flathead Indian Reservation in Montana. The fatal crash report listed the driver as an unnamed 28-year-old woman from Butte, Montana, who had two children in the car, a boy aged 2 and a girl aged 4. It was later learned that the suspected driver was a woman named Sunny White and that no one in the car was injured during this crash. Also, alcohol, drugs, and speed were not listed on the report as suspected factors in the crash. White allegedly left the scene, and Micah's body was discovered around 4 a.m. by tribal police. 2 months later, the Montana Highway Patrol says the crash is still under investigation, and White has not yet been charged in the connection with Micah's death. Now, highways are often the only continuous roads through reservations in Montana, and in rural places where public transit is non-existent and hitchhiking can be seen as dangerous, it's not uncommon for people to walk along the shoulder of busy highways. Micah's family has stated several times that the driver, quote, did not even brake or try to avoid hitting her. Micah's official cause of death was listed as multiple blunt force injuries, the manner of death listed as an accident. But was it an accident? The lead investigator in the case is Trooper Wayne Bieber. On April 21st, Bieber visited Micah's mother, Carissa Heavy Runner, and her partner, Kevin Howard, at their home. During the visit, which occurred nearly 3 weeks after Micah's death, Bieber allegedly appeared unfamiliar with the basic facts of the case. At the time of the meeting, the toxicology analysis of Micah had not yet been completed, and it appears that Bieber indicated that the charges against White were dropped based on the assumption that Micah was intoxicated. The MMIW USA organization said it has been involved in many cases where addiction or inebriation was used by the media or by the criminal justice system to blame the victim. Further, the organization stressed that whether Micah was intoxicated or not, she did not deserve to die, and her killer should be held accountable for their actions, regardless of whether Micah was intoxicated. This is something that we have said numerous times on this podcast, that there is too much victim blaming and that the perpetrators should be held accountable. Lake County Attorney James Lopatka confirmed that on the same day as Micah's death, a suspect was arrested shortly after the crash on suspicion of a DUI in Lake County. The suspect, a woman, was booked in the Lake County Jail, but was released because the county attorney's office decided there wasn't sufficient evidence to file a DUI charge without toxicology evidence currently being processed by the state crime lab, a process that could take up to 8 weeks. Interestingly enough, 1 week after the fatal crash, on April 7th, White broke into a residence in Butte and took her two children, whose names were revealed to be Arian and Nation. Because of that break-in, a missing persons advisory was issued that added that White frequently abused drugs. The two children were soon found and placed under the care of the Montana Child and Family Services Division. White pleaded not guilty to the charges related to the incident, and her next court appearance is scheduled for July 27th, 2023. The Montana Human Rights Network said in a statement that the names of White's children clearly indicate her support for white nationalist ideals. In further research, the Montana Human Rights Network came across information that lent credibility to the claims that White ascribes to extremist white nationalist ideology. Heavy Renner and Howard have continued to have conversations with local law enforcement, but have stated multiple times their disappointment in the way Micah's case is being handled. Heavy Renner said she felt as though authorities didn't care and just wanted an open and shut case. Howard even said that he encouraged officers to collect surveillance footage from nearby businesses before it was erased. It is not clear if they did. Now, the Montana Public Highway Patrol said that it is common for fatal investigations to take between weeks and months to run their course. The Montana Highway Patrol Public Information Officer Jay Nelson told the Missoulian, quote, "We understand these family members are grieving. Our hearts go out to them, but we have to let our process play out." Friends, family, and community members seeking justice for Micah will be hosting an awareness walk across the Flathead Indian Reservation in Montana, June 13th through the 16th. The event aims to bring attention to recent hit-and-run and death victims along the highway and the flaws in the systemic response to such cases. Again, Lake County Attorney James Lopatka stated that he is waiting for Micah's toxicology reports and reports from the Montana Highway Patrol to make an informed decision in filing charges in relation to Micah's death. This confuses me because I don't understand how her toxicology results would determine the filing of charges. Maybe someone smarter than me can explain it, but people walk alongside roads everywhere, and every day, people manage to drive past them without incident. However, news reports did share that from 2021 to 2023, crashes along the highway have claimed the lives of 239 people from where the highway intersects with I-90 in Missoula to mile marker 30. This isn't too far from where Micah was hit. If that's the case, what were the results of those crashes? Were those drivers held accountable, or were the families left to wait and watch the blame be placed on their loved one who is no longer alive to defend themselves? I'm not sure what the answer is here, but I cannot imagine the injustice that Micah's family is feeling. In my research, I found a Columbia Journalism Review online tool called Are You Pressworthy? This tool uses data to collect how much media attention someone might attract if they went missing, depending on their gender, age, race, and hometown. I found this intriguing because the homepage states the following: when someone goes missing in America, the amount of press their case receives is based on their race, sex, and their location, a systematic bias often termed missing white woman syndrome. This website calculates your press value based on current reporting in America to expose this bias and to advocate for change. For a missing 22-year-old Native American woman in Arlene, Montana, like Micah, the tool estimates there would only be 35 news stories about their disappearance. So, of course, I had to use this tool on myself, an Indigenous woman in her late 30s, and I found that I would be only worth 8 news stories. 8. I was struck by this notion of what my press value was calculated to be. In contrast, the website states that a missing white woman in her early 20s would be covered in more than 120 news stories. Because of the lack of media coverage and the lack of urgency surrounding Micah's case, Heavy Runner and Howard launched a webpage called Micah Matters. The webpage states, quote, "Micah's hopes and dreams were taken away by this perpetrator who committed this crime. This person did not even brake or try to avoid hitting her. Instead, the person drove off and did not even try to provide any aid to our girl, leaving her on the side of the road." Heavy Runner stated, "We will not let this be another story of just another dead Indian, or that Micah was somehow to blame for this atrocity. Someone committed this crime, and we will not allow this to become another unsolved MMIW case." She promises to keep Micah's memory alive and to achieve justice, sharing, "We will not rest until it is done." To sum up, Micah Westwolf was killed by a suspected white nationalist, and to date, no charges have been filed in connection to her death. To this date, there is no national or international media outrage. This is exactly why MMIW exists, because when an Indigenous woman is killed, no one seems to care. Justice must be served in this case. If you have any information on Micah Westwolf's case, please contact the Montana Highway Patrol at 406-329-1500. Shki. Thank you for listening to We Are Resilient. For links to information found for this episode, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at We Are Resilient Podcast. Send us an email at weareresilientpod@gmail.com or visit us at www.war-podcast.com.